If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
Welcome to the Eye on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, November 30th. Mark, how is your Thanksgiving?
Just the way I like it. Nice and relaxing. Didn't go anywhere. Stayed home.
Is this your big learning from COVID, which is you're going to avoid all big family holidays?
150%, yes.
Not 100% and not 110. 150%. That's a lot. You're very confident in that.
That was my biggest takeaway from COVID, was spending the holidays last year home here in New York City, not going anywhere. It was just so much more relaxing. No stress. A new norm now.
All right. So I know it's Thanksgiving. You're like, oh, it's done. But there's something fascinating about this period of time, Mark. And that is when I used to own a financial planning and investment management firm, there's like little periods of time in the fourth quarter where you can get people to act. Now is one of those periods, right? There was like kids get off to school, Jewish holidays are over, and then you've got this period up until Thanksgiving week. Then after Thanksgiving week, you've got this sweet spot, which is essentially like 2 weeks where you can get a lot of stuff done and people have a lot on their minds. So if you're thinking about that, you're thinking about your year end and what you need to do, we want to hear from you. Time's ticking away, gang. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click on the contact button and tell us what's on your mind. Don't forget to let us know if you're willing to come on the air. That's what Lisa did. She is on the line from Texas. Hi, Lisa. Happy belated Thanksgiving. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much, Jill.
Tell me what we can do for you.
Okay. Well, I had a question about saving for retirement. Hubby and I are both dual income. No kids. We make about $250,000 a year collectively. My question is, our companies do not offer a 401k match. And based on our income, do you still think it's wise that we max out a traditional or both do a Roth 401k? That's one of the first questions. On top of that, do you recommend saving into like a backdoor Roth? Because our goal is to save about 20% of our income annually.
Holy smokes. Good for you guys. How old are you guys?
We're in our mid-30s.
And how much have you saved already? So give us a little bit of a rundown. How much is in your retirement accounts right now?
Collectively, we have about $400,000 between 401ks and brokerage accounts.
Wait, hold on. The retirement part of it, not the brokerage part.
Okay.
So I want to only know retirement first.
Retirement, let's say about 450.
Okay. The brokerage, when you said brokerage, are you saying like the non-retirement taxable accounts?
Yes.
How much is in there?
100.
Okay. So 100 in brokerage, 450 in retirement, and that 450 is all pre-tax?
Actually, so I did a conversion in the last year or so. And so about 250 of that is Roth.
And 200 is traditional.
Yes.
Got it. How about a house? Do you have one of those?
We do have a paid off rental property that is about 300,000 in value. And then our current primary is about 400 and also paid off, which is a decision that we made just because our income varies year over year. So that was a decision that we ended up making to pay those off.
Okay. The rental property that's worth 300, how's the cash flow on that? What is the money that's flowing to you guys annually?
After expenses, it's about 24K a year.
You're going to stick around in the primary? Is that the goal that like, all right, we're in our mid-30s. We love our house. We're going to stick around in that house?
No, we're actually thinking about moving to a newer home. So that will be rented as well. And that should give us about 30K a year after expenses.
Why rent it and not just take it to move into the new home?
Because we don't need to, and we're kind of a fan of buy and hold, but we're open to suggestions.
Tell me about the new home. What are you going to have to spend in the new home?
Only about $275 to $300.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? You're moving to a new home that's actually worth less?
Yes, because we'd be moving from a city home to a suburb home and just kind of changing things up a bit. So not needing to really go up.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
In buying a new home, this $275, would you do that with borrowed money, or would you do that with just a down payment and a mortgage, and or just in cash?
No, we'd probably do it with leveraging this time. So just taking a loan out and putting about 10 to 15, maybe 20% down.
It's a lot of real estate. Mark, what are you thinking about the real estate move?
I'm thinking they like the real estate. I'm guessing they maybe one of them works in real estate. I don't know.
I don't know. What's your, you said variable. Is one of you in the industry?
Yes, one of us is in the industry.
Mark, what a nose my man Mark has, huh? How about it? I'm not going to convince you not. You're going to do this, right? You're going to keep them as rental, right? Should I just stop?
That is the goal until we're older and happy and collecting all of our money. Yes.
I mean, like, it's good for me to know that, because then I won't waste your time or anyone else's. For everyone else listening, the reason that I feel a little bit squeamish about this is not that I'm anti-rental property, because I'm really not. It's just that it's a lot of money to be tied up in a non-liquid asset. But you know what? Whatever. You're going to build up your liquidity right now. Interestingly, though, I mean, you will have a bunch of earned income. And would you take some money from the brokerage account to make the down payment for the new home? Or do you have other money set aside in a cash account?
No, that'll stay there for retirement plan as well. We have another cash account, which will come up to probably about 100. So we'll save it from that. Like you guys said, because we're real estate heavy, wanting to max out 401ks, wanting to continue to put things in the brokerage account, but really curious based on our income, if you guys are pro traditional or pro Roth 401ks.
So I'm going to let Mark answer this. So Mark, just remember, they're making $250,000 a year. That means their bracket right now, their top income tax bracket is 24%. There is no state income tax in the state of Texas. Roth 401k or traditional 401k for Lisa and her husband in Texas. What do you say, Mark?
All Roth, all day long.
Got it?
It's
as easy as that. And I think that there is no doubt in my mind that that is absolutely the right decision. Now, the interesting thing, though, is that in making that, I'm not saying that you have to convert every single dollar, because I think you're fine now. You can leave the traditional alone. You know, you don't have to convert that. You do need, in addition to maxing out your 401k, is when you make this move, I would much prefer you guys to have a nice low mortgage interest rate and have that stick around and build up your cash and brokerage accounts before you start paying off the mortgage.
Yes.
Because I think liquidity is like your friend. And I think that's going to be important because, again, you have these, they're good assets. I'm not saying they're bad assets. A house is a great asset. And it's cash flowing pretty well. But I do think it would be incumbent on you guys to be somewhat safer around, especially if you have variable income, to build up your non-retirement savings as well.
In reference to order of operation, so maxing out the Roth 401k, a backdoor Roth IRA
brokerage.
Okay, 100% brokerage. Okay, thank you.
Brokerage. And especially, like, let's get through the house thing first. Also,
okay.
Right? Lisa, do you and your husband have wills?
Yes.
Anything else that's out there kicking around? There's no other debt because you're like anti-debt, right?
That's accurate. So no,
like
nothing
that.
Kicking around this time.
No children. Do you have any pets?
Yes. We'll have to send you a photo. we have a schnauzer.
We want a photo. It will go up onto the Furry Fan Club.
Love it. Well, thank you guys so much for your advice, because we were doing things a little out of place. So I appreciate the advice with the Roth 401k. And like you said, just build up the liquidity.
That sounds great. We are looking forward to our photo of the schnauzer. And we thank you so much for helping us out and helping everyone else out with your game plan. You know, the cool thing when you guys come on the air with us, it's like you become part of the whole community. And I love that. And so think about Lisa and her husband. They're in this really interesting situation. Maybe you have a spouse, maybe you're single, doesn't matter to me. Why don't you think about checking in with us? All you have to do is go to jillonmoney.com, jillonmoney.com, and you can click the contact button, and then we'll get your message. If you want to come on the air, Mark will arrange to get you on the air. Don't worry. It's very easy to do. And, you know, Mark is the most extraordinary executive producer in the world, and I'm so lucky to have him. This podcast, The Eye on Money, is distributed by CBS, and you can follow Eye on Money wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Any questions, again, just hop onto the website. You can do lots of stuff there, including signing up for our free weekly newsletter. Okay, very good. So try to do something nice for someone else today. It really is going to be a good thing. It's a good goal for today. Curiosity, compassion, community. That is our mantra here. So happy belated Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.